Do you know? I make pretty decent money selling my things to boys like you. Panties, socks, sneakers. Oh, the footboys love how my feet smell, how I get them ripe and sweaty. Oh, and well, the panties, you can just imagine. The scent of my cunt is really nice, especially when I get really, really wet. Like I said, pretty typical requests. And then came your email. It did make me giggle. It was a little unusual. Like I said, feet and panties are common, but your request was a first for me. It was clever, I have to admit. Putting a mask in my armpit while I go to the gym and letting all my armpit sweat soak into it, getting it nice and smelly for you so you can wear it all day and walk around in public smelling my armpit odour all day long. And now with every breath you take, you become more and more mine. And you know the best part? If you do it inside, you can't even take it off. You have to smell it. You have to smell me. Rules are rules. Do you know you're probably the only person in the world who will actually be happy when there's a mask mandate still in place? I wanted to do something special for you because I know how much you want me to make that mask all stinky for you. I didn't just wear it today. Oh, no. I've worn it the last 3 days. No shower, no deodorant. Every day at the gym, letting it absorb my scent. No, I guess it's more than a scent. It's a smell, a whiff, a pong, a stink. Smelly, stinky. Look at you, squirming when I even say those words. Oh, poor baby, do they embarrass you? Oh my God, they do. Why is that? Is it because you like smelly, stinky girls? Oh, listen to you. Your voice sounds like a little boy. I've never seen anyone blush so much. Oh, tell me all about it. No, seriously, tell me. Admit it. Confess to me. Say, I love stinky girls. Say it again. That's right. Keep saying it. Did I say stop? Oh dear. Now, look at me when you say it. I want to see the humiliation in your eyes. I want to see the look on your face. Oh, I know your little secret now, don't I? How does that feel? So exposed. So vulnerable. I bet I could make you do whatever I want. Just for one quick little sniff. Couldn't I? Oh, you don't need to hide, baby. I like getting all stinky for you. And you squirming and whimpering like that, it is so adorable, so cute. My stinky little pit boy. I'll tell you a secret. I love that it turns you on. I love that you love my body odour. I love seeing you grow red-faced and ashamed every time I mention it. And now, with every breath you take, you become more and more mine. Every other guy I meet, All they want is my tits, or my pussy, or to fuck me in the ass. They all want sex. Hand jobs, blow jobs, foot jobs. And you know, I do all of that. I love doing all of that. But having my own, my very own stinky pit boy, well, that would be something special to me. Would you like that? Would you? Are you sure? Because I'm not talking about dating or having you as a boyfriend or anything like that. I'm certainly not talking about you ever touching me in any sexual way. Oh, and to discover you live less than a mile away. Well, that certainly opened up all kinds of possibilities. Not just as my customer. Not just buying my stinky, smelly clothes. But being something more. I'm talking about you being my slave. I'm talking about getting you addicted to my smelly, stinky armpits. Feeding your addiction to my sweat and body odour. I know you want it. We both know you need it. Every day, you'll pick me up at 7 a.m. and take me to the gym. I'm going to work out for an hour, and you're going to sit in the car waiting for me, thinking about me. And when I'm done, I'm going to get back in the car, hot and sweaty, dripping. You'll be able to smell me, I'm sure, because I'm not going to shower before or after. And I'm not going to put on any deodorant. And we both know I can be a very stinky girl. And then you're going to drive me back home. And if I'm in the mood, no promises, I may give you my shirt from my workout and let you suck on the pits of my shirt. I may let you suck all of my sweat out of the fabric. And while you do that, I'm going to watch you touch yourself. I'm going to watch you masturbate while you suck on my smelly gym shirt. Oh, I love watching guys touch themselves. I want to see that. I really do. And afterwards, I'm going to tell you how silly you looked. How ridiculous. I'm going to make fun of you for your fetish. And maybe, just maybe, I'll let you beg. I'll let you beg to sniff the real thing. Maybe I'll just take a wad of toilet paper and wipe the sweat from my armpits and stuff it in your mouth. Or maybe, if you're very, very, very good, I'll let you lick me, clean me, and be my deodorant for the day. Would you like that? But no touching. Not unless I say so. And in between, you're going to do two things for me. First, you're going to wear a steel chastity cage to lock up your cock. The only times I want you touching yourself is when you're sucking on my sweaty pit stains. And when you do, I want you to get every last drop of it. I want them so clean I won't need to wash them. If you don't do a good job, you won't get to suck on another one for a while. You also won't get to touch yourself or come. So you had better do a very good job. I'll be watching. Oh, and I almost forgot. The other thing, of course, is I want you in one of my masks all the time. Every day I will give you a new one. Nice and fresh and stinky. Stinky armpit masks. Yum. I want you to wear it all day. Even sleep in it. I want you to smell me all the time. Worshipping my scent. I want it to make your little cock ache and twitch. I want to know that it's driving you crazy and that there is nothing, absolutely nothing you can do about it. Every morning at 7 a.m, our little ritual will begin. And every day, you're going to get more addicted to your fetish, more embarrassed and more ashamed of how much you need it. and I will drink that in and enjoy watching you squirm and touch yourself for me, knowing it is just feeding your addiction and making you more and more mine. Every time you inhale, every time you even think about touching your cock, with every breath you take, you'll become more and more mine.